Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
All right, now it's time to talk. I see right here, right now, a lot of marble and stone. Beautiful, too. They got a beautiful bar here, and it's made up of, you know, obviously the countertop, but there's marble. The sides are made of marble. It's just beautiful. And they've got the desk here where you check in. Listen, if you're somebody that is looking for marble, and by the way, you get marble in your home. Your home is really, you're not one of the poors anymore. You're one of the people with marble, okay? Because you can't be one of the poors if you have marble. So you want that. You want to not look like the poors? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do. Well, all you got to do is call Jeff Aronoff. He's got the marble. He's got the granite. He's got the tile. He's got all of that. He's got everything that you could possibly. I'm sure he can get composite flooring for you, whatever you want. He does it all. It says absolute marble and granite, but he's got more than that. Yes, more. He's got vanities. He's got countertops. He's got outdoor. He's got everything. He does it all. He designs it for you. He will pick it for you, or you can pick it yourself, all at 713-880-2822. Does an excellent job. He's going to give you 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. Now's a great time to start. Beautiful weather. Tom from the Work Outdoors. Put in that outdoor patio at Absolute Marble and Granite.
When I tell you I'll be fine. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live at Prime Social. We're going to have another elimination bounty tournament for you here at Prime Social. 7801, is that the address? 7801 Westheimer. Just, it's basically at, you mentioned Hillcroft and Voss. This is where they meet. But which is up more uppity, Voss or Bingle?
Voss thinks they're better than Voss or Bingle.
See, it turns into Bingle.
Still Voss.
I know. I think that's Memorial, as opposed to Spring Branch.
Yeah.
Spring
Branch.
It goes Voss, the most uppity, then Bingle. Bingle looks down on Hillcroft.
Yeah. Everyone looks down on us, but that's okay because we kind of crap on Hillcroft south of –
south of Bissonnette.
Yeah.
Like, it gets,
what are you people doing here?
Yeah. You can't compete.
No, so.
All right, we're talking about refs. Kobe's a ref, and he wants to get in here on ESPN 97.
Kobe? Really?
He's a ref. Okay. I know him. He's as a matter of fact, he's the man. Well, he's taken over. He's on the board, and he's a big cheese on every year.
Do you think he's going to like you disparaging refs, trying to fire them for
screw
robots?
Refs. Refs
trying
suck.
To get rid of them for robots?
You refs
gonna
suck.
Like that?
Kobe, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all? All right,
good.
We are missing the big point here. The point is with technology and television, right now, what's now debated after Tony Romo says, hey, wasn't that a pass interference? You know, after the fourth time that it's shown on instant replay, then all of y'all drunks over there watching at the sports bar, then now y'all can agree. But technology is what's killing it. They've had these controversial plays all the time, but there was never enough proof. Where back in the day, Lance, where high school coaches were lucky to get like formations down. Now we can go in HD camera everything, and now it's like, we can look at every instance of, you know, was that the right call? Was that a hold? Was that a pass interference? Was that a defensive pass interference? It's not the refs. It's technology now, and technology is able to go and look at all this stuff.
Well, yeah.
Technology's
you know what?
On you.
Okay, so here's high school ref who's pissed that now the coaches can actually prove that they screwed it up. This is high school ref saying.
You can always prove it. I could care less. I know I'm going to be wrong a lot. I mean, there's 2.5 instant replays a game on an NFL game that are overturned. the little high school ref making $60 a game is definitely going to screw something up.
But now you got the video proof. Now the high school coaches have the video proof. Where in the past they just had to go, oh, come on. Now they got the proof.
Let me ask you something. Well, but these are high stakes games and all that, you know, professional games, and I get that. You want to get them right. Where do you fall, John, in the part of the charm of baseball is that you're going to miss some here and there?
Zero.
Yeah, me too. Baseball traditionalists seem to be the worst people in the world.
I don't want human error.
Yeah,
if you can't avoid it. And you can, like Kobe just said, now instant replay. But guess what? Instant replay is still inconclusive a lot. We're still arguing, oh, no, that wasn't right. No, even there's still room for interpretation, which is okay. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. But this strike zone, oh, my God, really? That was a strike? Eric Gregg, really? That was a strike?
Yeah, but so you're
Angel Hernandez?
So you just want Questech then?
I want Questech.
I don't know how I feel about that because almost, and, you know, really it almost gets outside of baseball where we're losing so many jobs, and I'm not worried about, you know, however many referees.
No, there can be still. There's still going to be a ref and ump behind home plate to call safer out at the plate.
All right, yeah, I mean, I get that. I'm a little bit personally, look, we are losing, this is almost a separate rant. Thanks for the call, Kobe, but we're losing so globally to technology a tremendous, they say there's going to be an absolute crisis within 10 years of so
jobs.
Few jobs because of technology.
Well,
and look, it's just baseball. It's one thing. But I'm also with you. I mean, look, tennis, there's no fussing. It's out or in.
That's right.
And they use
They use the almost exact technology you could possibly have. If it's even in less than a centimeter touching
and
that
soccer,
line.
Soccer, Dell, tell them what soccer uses.
Well, yeah.
Goal line technology.
Goal line.
Let Soccer Dell in here for a second.
Screw Soccer Dell.
Goal line technology is used, which makes sense, right? And so baseball, if you really want to follow that, why not do that? Now, once again, I'd at least like holograms. I've tried to sell you on this idea before.
No, what?
Holograms behind the plate where JJ's on his, you know, calling balls
and
strikes.
No, what I want is giant robotic umpire behind the plate.
I don't want a big robot.
Who eats. Yes, it's got to be big because it's a fat ump. And he's got to eat hot dogs in between innings.
Okay, and then he's got guns on his end, and all of a sudden he starts shooting up the crowd.
And?
Everyone's dead because we got robot taking over. We've already got robot dogs headed
for us. Do you think the fans would heckle the umpires if they know he's got guns?
Do you think they'll heckle the umpire if it's J.J. Watt?
Yes.
Calling balls and strikes?
Oh, you don't
if
think
it's Questech.
Dell heckles him every day on the show.
But listen. Were you here when I was talking about this? You were here, right?
Yes,
the hologram?
Yeah,
you could have so many famous people
so many wonderful
calling
people.
Balls and strikes. Oh, look, Amy Winehouse back from the dead, and then she's calling games at Minnesota.
And in between, she does
thing.
A line or she shoots herself up or something.
I think we can maybe get the earlier version of Amy Winehouse from the documentary where she wasn't quite as coked out.
Okay.
Maybe we could do that.
Or we could get the coked out one.
I don't
want to
see coked out Amy Winehouse calling extremely accurate balls and strikes. That doesn't seem right. Stephen Hawking.
Oh, dead. It's too soon. It's way too soon. I know he lasted.
Well, I feel bad. Dell, when John tells me I'm over the line, I know I must have really crossed over the line.
Yeah, you took a step too far. The man brought you. He told you how light bends, and you're taking shots at him. How dare you?
You're out. Strike. Three.
You can't do that, Lance.
What?
No.
Too soon. Too soon.
Way.
I can't do that.
And
would you like Deshaun Watson calling balls
and
strikes?
He's a saint. Only not God's saint, but he's a saint.
You wouldn't like maybe if the Rockets went. Well, the Rockets won't be done by. But let's say you wouldn't want Deshaun Watson all of a sudden calling balls and strikes on opening day.
Oh my God!
At Minute Maid Park.
Everybody,
opening Minute Maid Park.
Everybody would show up.
Yes!
To see Deshaun.
Yes!
Would it be Deshaun like in full uniform or Deshaun with the knee brace on?
Crutches.
Crutches. What would it be?
Deshaun.
Which Deshaun would it be?
It would be crutches, Deshaun. I knew you were going right to crutches,
no
Deshaun.
No blood spinning, Deshaun. It would be.
No. It's not plate rich.
You know what? No pads, but he would have a Texans uniform on. He would have Texans shirt, jersey on, no uniform, and he can't be like. Yeah, since it's Questech, you could actively cheer for the home team, even though the road team would feel like, I feel like somehow they're cheating here. Like, it's just a hologram who's cheering for the home team. it's actually the balls and strikes are being called by Questech. But you see how he celebrates every time he calls us out on strike three? Like, I feel like there's a cheat going on.
No, no. If Altuve strikes out, it's like, strike three.
Yeah.
But if Pujols strikes out, like
Akeem Olajuwon waves to the crowd, hologram dream, waves to the crowd, and that is a strike.
Oh, Dell, can he do that? Dell,
I don't know, man. He just
this is
too much. Why do you think you? Why do you?
Oh, Yao Ming, gigantic.
Do the Yao Ming then? All right, you just did Akeem. Do Yao Ming. What does he sound like? Calling balls and strikes.
Yao Ming sound like?
No. Oh, look at soft ass Lance. It's okay to do the Nigerian accent, but not the, but not Yao Ming.
Hey, John, do you want to tell people about your bookie?
To my We're, bookie.
Yeah.
That's trash.
Yo, I'm going to get to
it. I'm betting Lance doesn't do it.
No, I'm going to get to it, but we got to get to a break, though.
Okay, let's talk about my bookie. The game's tonight.
Wait a minute. Are Nigerians like Italians and the Irish? Like, who's that guy we play that clip of? Is that what they are? You can do that, but you can't do the Chinese one?
If I have a Nigerian person on my show who gives me the okay.
I didn't give you the okay. Did I give you the okay?
Maybe yes, here's the thing. Maybe Twitter could tell us how Yao Ming would call a ball or strike.
Nope, don't want Twitter.
I know Jackie or Land of Steve or not Dan Holden. They could come up with how Yao Ming would call a ball or strike. I'm sure. All right, time for me to talk though about. Hey, if you bet the Aggies last night, like I told you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
That's right. I remember your spot yesterday.
I said, bet
put
the,
it all.
Put
bet
it all.
The house.
On the eggs.
Dear John.
Hey,
man. Somebody out there with a squeegee out on Fountain View right now in Westheimer, like, I had the Aggies. John told me at my bookie.
It was a lock. Oh, well. Maybe I was off on that one. Maybe. Okay. But here's the deal is you got a chance to get it back tonight. All you got to do, bet West Virginia. That's all I'm saying. Oh, God, I just jinxed West Virginia. I'm sorry about that, Dana. All I need you to do right now is go to mybookie.ag. Get your money back. I know you bet the Aggies last night. You can redeem yourself. I'm trying to redeem myself now by telling you to go to mybookie.ag and put everything down on tonight's games. You know who's going to win. You know who's going to lose. So make money doing it. And all you got to do, and the best thing about mybookie.ag, first of all, the site is so easy to navigate. You can in-game betting, first quarter, second quarter, third half, second half, all of it. You can do all of it. But the deal is this, is that they pay. When you win, they pay. And that's the most important thing about a bookie. So go to mybookie.ag, put in promo code radio, to match 50% of your first deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. No, Steve, Yuli does not approve of Yao calling balls and strikes. Jackson, I don't know what those letters mean because it's Japanese. I don't get it. No, that's not it, Dustin. I mean, come on, people. This is 2018. You guys are not woke like we are. Okay?
Dale.
You're just not. Okay, I got a question for you guys. Bigger story. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
He is. Let me tell you something. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is easily the guy who will absolutely try to take your girlfriend in front of you at the bar. Like, why are you with this piece of trash?
Yeah. You
know, like, he will. Your wife is not safe around him. He's the guy that I hate. And every time he would come in late, I knew he was going to score against Everton. And he did. Every time. World Cup, he's a badass in a World Cup. This guy is one of the most – I hate him, but I love him. He's like the most – he's easily – this. What you're going to say is
Let's show
is
him.
The perfect embodiment of who he is. Yeah. What you're about to hear is incredible. This guy is probably one of the 10 most confident people on the planet. And I mean millionaires, billionaires, this anybody. Kanye, I don't care.
If you think Chris Stavinsky walks around like a badass.
Well, that got ruined during the playoffs.
But he's got nuts. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Like Roy Oswalt always – did he ever look rattled ever in his entire life?
No.
Yeah, same Roy face all the time.
Ibrahimovic is going to the Galaxy. They've signed him. L.A. So he took out
– he's going there. Why? To smash. Yeah. That's why he's going.
Oh, my God, in L.A.?
He's going to smash. That's why.
Zlatan took out a full-page ad in the L.A. Times. And it's just – it's two lines. Dear Los Angeles, comma, you're welcome.
It's all white.
Full page.
There's no frame
That's
to it.
It.
It's all the whitish gray newspaper.
Yes. The font but just those two lines.
The font's like an 8.
Yes.
It's just like Times New Roman. Dear Los Angeles, comma, return. You're welcome.
Any better? Now, last week.
That's pretty good.
Last week, Patrick Reed.
Thank you, Zlatan.
Yeah. No. You're welcome. You don't even have to thank me for coming. You're welcome. Last week, Patrick Reed got in Jordan Spieth's kitchen. He had a ruling about a drop, and he said, if I was Jordan Spieth, he said to the rules, if I was Jordan Spieth, I'd get this drop. Why not? Huh? If I'm Jordan Spieth. This week, he's playing the Ryder. The match play this week is a lot like the groupings in soccer, in the World Cup, where there's four guys in each bracket, and they play each other. And the winner of each bracket moves on, and then they play the 16. And they play it much like it's about the same as World Cup, how they play that. Now Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth, who are boys, are in the same bracket, in the same group, and Patrick is playing Jordan Spieth. And they, when asked about facing Jordan Spieth, who they were teammates in the world. You remember in the Ryder Cup, they were teammates?
Yeah.
And they won, and they kicked ass. Well, Patrick Reed was by far the best player, and he was the baddest ass of anybody on the American team. And he says to him, my back still hurts from the Ryder Cup, carrying Jordan around.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Is that a better line? Or is Zlatan taking out the full-page aid in the full-page ad in the L.A. Times?
I got to go Ibrahimovic, and here's why. Because this is L.A. I mean, L.A. and New York, there's so many stars. There's so much money.
Right.
There's so much confidence. And he's rolling in like he owns Los Angeles now. Like, you're welcome. Like, the ball's on this guy to take out a full-page ad and just says, Dear Los Angeles, you're welcome.
Welcome.
And there's people there like, who is this guy? It's like, don't worry about it. You're welcome.
Oh, watch.
Let me tell you.
And by the way, hide your wife. Don't bring your wife to the game.
You got a nice looking wife. Why don't you bring her to a Galaxy game?
Don't bring her.
We'll see what happens.
Don't bring her.
Because I'm only coming in you know what minute I'm coming in on? The 69th minute. Whoa.
Dude.
Ibrahimovic. What are we doing Gronk. Here? Hey, Gronk Ibrahimovic. Why are you talking like that? I'm just trying to score goals.
That's all.
Maybe I score one, you score one. What do you say? Like, hey, Zlatan, we're here with the kids trying to watch you with the Galaxy. I don't need you hitting on their mom, Zlatan.
On the field, I score goals from the corner. In the bedroom, you'll just be sitting in the corner watching.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll make you a cuckold on the court and in the bedroom, on the pitch and in the bedroom. Like, hey, that's not a good marketing. That's not a good marketing phrase, Ibrahimovic.
No,
we're not going to be able to get any season ticket holders if they all think you're going to smash their wives.
Just
do it on road games.
Oh, he don't care.
No, he doesn't care. That's why he took out a full page ad that says, "You're welcome." What am I welcome for? Me being here.
Mm-hmm.
I could still be over in Europe making more money than here.
Don't even bother thanking me. You're welcome. That's enough.
I mean, the only reason he could be coming to LA is just say, I want to try some of that out. That's the only reason.
He still has
game.
And even in LA, he will become, and in soccer, he will become a star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy, have you seen his
look? Yeah.
He's got, like the man bun thing
Rob
going
Gray.
On.
Okay, it's Laton Gray. That's who he is. Okay. all right. Wait a minute. Renato goes down talking about Ibrahim to talking about golf. Cut off his mic. Shut up, Iskelski. Golf is more important. Okay.
This, him, he does look like a Bond villain, doesn't he? I mean, he is a Bond villain.
Yeah, he is. He loves him some Zlatan.
Oh, man.
He loves him some Zlatan.
I kind of like the guy now.
Oh, John Clay Wolf is here? Talk about loving himself. John Clay Wolf is joining us here. You know, it comes across. If you don't love yourself, John Clay, how are you going to love others?
And I love them. I'm like, Jesus, I love them all. I don't want to, you know, I'm just tired. I don't want to talk about cars today. What else can we talk about?
All right.
Hey, I know what I want to talk about. I want to ask you, so how's it worked out? Are y'all better than Mike and Mike? I mean, y'all replaced them. Do people like y'all better or do they like y'all worse?
Yeah, 7 to 9, we are the number one show.
In what? On the station?
No, in all in sports radio talk in the city. Yeah. Okay.
And the station.
All right.
We're the top 7 to 9 show at our own station.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, we've done more than 1,000 shows. We don't have to have a giant sign for 1,000 shows.
Okay. So they like you. So that was.
Yeah. Thing. People like us.
We don't have to have.
Damn
strippers.
It.
We don't have to have strippers just show up.
Well, we can.
Well,
we
now,
though.
If that happens, like John Clay Wolf will let us stay.
You had strippers show up, okay, for your 1,000th show. You know what we had? Kolaches. That's what we had.
Because this is normal, y'all. Y'all are just another day, man. You're just pro.
We didn't even know when our 1,000th show was. But you know what? He's got. If you haven't heard John Clay on Saturday mornings, and by the way, Coach, it's like a 19-hour show. How long is your show?
It's 4. It's not that bad.
It just seems longer. But here's the deal: is if you want to sell your car. Then this is the guy that you go to his website. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf is awesome. His show is awesome. He says things that even weak. And I thought we pushed the envelope. You should listen to this show on Saturday mornings. I'm not joking. They push the envelope and say some things that it's like, that's interesting how you're getting away with. Of course, who's going to fire you? It's your show, right?
Everybody's waiting to be offended, so I just start the show that way, offending every race and culture I can.
That's right. And you do. Oh, you do. John Clay Wolf, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, Dell, before we get to Jose, could you tell us who followed you on Twitter yesterday?
Not yesterday, like 5 minutes ago. For whatever reason.
5 minutes ago?
Yeah, well, at least that's when it popped up for me. And I made that joke on purpose. Trojan brand condoms decided me. Whoa. They wanted to follow. And I'm not the only Houston sports radio person they decided to follow. I was looking at their recent follows, like Sports Map got a follow. Jim Mudd got a follow.
Maybe it's just the pervs.
Well, I don't mind fitting in. Howard, is it Erskine or Eskin got a follow? Like they're like the last 6 or 7, they just started following sports radio people. Not sure why.
Maybe they're about to do a big.
Maybe just perverted sports radio.
Wait a minute. Using condoms is perverted?
No, but obviously you're in the sex game on Twitter.
There's nothing wrong with being in the sex game at anywhere.
I don't know.
Traffic.
I don't know. You're really.
What am I?
I don't know what you're doing out there.
Do you want
to know the truth?
Zlatan Ibrahimovic, he announced he was leaving. Manchester United. Would you like to say what the picture he put on here? This is classic Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
He's arm wrestling. He's in a white robe, much like Jesus, and he's arm wrestling the devil.
Oh, this is a straight Jesus picture.
Yeah, it is.
Zlatan is Jesus, and he's arm
wrestling
the devil.
Jesus didn't have a man bun.
And he's arm wrestling the devil.
You weren't there, John. You don't
know. Yeah, I was there.
He's arm wrestling the devil, and it says great things also come to an end. And it is time to move on after two fantastic seasons with Manchester United. Thank you for all that blah, blah, blah. But the picture, it's a depiction, almost like a painting, a portrait of him arm wrestling the devil.
The devil.
He is Jesus.
He's Jesus.
Dear Los Angeles.
He's a little high on himself.
Okay. Dear Los Angeles, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Let's get Jose in here. He wants to talk Astros baseball, shortest wait times in the world. What's up, Jose? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, guys. I love you so much. Y'all make me forget about being stuck in traffic for an hour and a half every morning.
That sucks,
Hey,
dude.
Did you get caught up yesterday with the car chase? Did it have any impact on you?
It has meat. You can't eat it.
About what?
Did you get caught up in the any of the traffic? Was it additional traffic yesterday with that car chase going on?
No, I work in downtown at a tax firm, so I was up there pretty late last night.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So I woke up this morning with a bunch of my friends blowing up my text messages about reports of, I don't know if this is a rumor, if it's true, but the Astros possibly acquiring Jose Bautista. I wanted to get y'all's take on it, even if it's not real, because I do see him with a lot more promise than Carlos Beltran. I'll hang up and listen.
Whoa.
There you go. Yep.
Oh, man.
I'm
not sure about that. I think Joey Bats is about done, if you want to know the truth.
Going to be 38.
Yeah, and, okay, so 2017, he hit 203 with a 308 on base. He was a 674 guy.
Yeah,
He's a career 842 OPS guy. He is falling off. There is a reason.
It's a big fall.
Yeah.
686 plate appearances last year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And he went Brad Ausma style in the OPS.
Yeah.
At 203, his last 2 years, 234, then yes, last year, 203. OPS went 817 to 674. If this isn't a classic, absolute, he's too old. Like, he's hit the age barrier where now it will only get worse.
His career slugging is 480. It was down to 366 last year. It's a precipitous drop from 2015. He was an all-star, an MVP candidate for five straight years.
He was 34.
I think something's funny about something. There's a little something funny about dude. But, you know, at the age of 34, he's still having his best years. You know, maybe.
Why do you think something was funny, John? Let me start here when he was 25 years old and read his home run totals.
Okay.
16, 15, 15, 12, 3, 13, 54, 43, 27, 28, and then we're up.
Some people simply just get the game. They just get it. He got it later than most.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah, he sure did get
13
it.
Homers, so, 12 homers and 54.
This is Jose Bautista would not. I would rather have Gattis as DH. I would rather have McCann. Those two switching off in DH.
Yeah,
and when Yuli comes back, he'll be implanted at first base, and you use Gattis and McCann.
You know who would love Joey Bats? Drayton. We have got to get this Joey Bats in here and have a Joey Bats night where we're going to give away bats but flying bats, not the kind of baseball bats, flying bats. We'll give away a flying bat for the first 3,000 children and let them run the bases with dogs.
No.
Or you could build a World Series team, Drayton. Nope. It's been proven, marketing-wise, that the more free things you give away, the better that people come out there for. It feels like people buy more season tickets when your team is good. Joey Bats is a Drayton move, it feels like to me. He's clearly over the top. Everything tells you
he's got a name.
His age, and he's got a name. Don't buy into the name.
No.
This Joey Bautista thing, Carlos Beltran was a name. And it was but Carlos Beltran was important because he changed culture in the locker room. And how many interviews did you talk to? How many Astros have you talked to?
They love
him. How many executives? They all love Beltran.
I was shocked that, if you want to know the truth, that he didn't get the Yankee managing job that Aaron Boone did. But now Aaron Boone, according to – I was listening to the radio call of the Yankees and Astros. Astros beat him 2-0 maybe about a week ago or whatever.
Right.
And they said, it's really funny. Aaron Boone is the right guy. From what we see, what we're observing so far, the New York media, you know, it's a grind, and there's going to be tough times where you go on a losing streak and they're not living up to potential. And in New York, it's all exaggerated to just catastrophic proportions. But Aaron Boone appears to be the – I thought Carlos Beltran would already have a right out of baseball, go to a managing job. Now, he's going to get some – probably need some seasoning, and it's the right move not to put him in right away, but that guy's going to be a manager because of how well respected Carlos Beltran is. Joey Bats, I don't get that. I really don't.
It doesn't make sense.
If he came here, it wouldn't be like guys were like, oh my God, we got Joey. You know, no, what you got is a guy who's not even close to what he was.
Nah, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you're going to have. And, dude, I'm telling you.
You know he's not
going to hit the best in the hundreds this year.
The best you can hope for, 240? For what? Because he has a name? Because he kind of punked the Rangers, which was fine.
His slugging was in the 360s. That's not – no.
Let's stop getting
– It's a name. That's it. Stop.
So we're not that team that gets excited by names. No. We've got a lot of good players in Houston, good young players. Let's not get all freaked out about a name.
I would rather have Kyle Tucker up learning – Than Joey Bats in here.
Oh, God. Do you just got – take your Astro belt off. Take your Astro shirt off. Because if Jim Crane or A.J. Hinch or especially Jeff Luhnow hear you say, I'd rather start the clock on Kyle Tucker early, you will never play golf at Mr. Crane's golf courses. You will never be welcome there at an Astros game.
I didn't say that. I said you got to wait until when it's going to be into – it doesn't really count for this year.
Okay.
Oh, that's what you said?
Because they don't want to start any clocks.
I didn't say now.
Don't start the payday clock on these guys. Mm-hmm.
He would like them to put him on the George Springer plan.
Yes.
That's what John is saying.
No, the George Springer plan is don't bring him up until he's 28.
Well.
No, Spring's fine. That's old school. How old is Springer right now?
Springer is pissed. He's still got 3 years before he becomes a free agent.
But he just got paid more.
Well, he got paid, yeah. They gave him 25 because, he got paid for
Holy
being
crap,
World Series
George
MVP.
Is 28 now.
Yeah. He's got 3 years. He's not a free agent until he's 31 years old.
And he was considered the top prospect.
Yeah. No, he's pissed. He's pissed.
He's been with the big club, 5 years now?
I thought today was Schlitterbahn Day. What are you doing here?
It is 5 days.
I thought it was Schlitterbahn Day. Well, yesterday you didn't come in. Oh, you know what happened? Dude from India called you out. He said he didn't want you there, actually.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, you know what? Good thing he didn't show up. Raheel didn't show up at Cowboys and
John
Indians.
That happened.
I don't know if you heard.
George Springer came up when he was 24 years old. Back in the old days with Drayton, that would have been considered an absolute miracle to get a player up that young.
24.
Luke Scott came up when he was like 30.
Came up, but he's not a free agent until he's 31.
I get it.
Yeah, that's
we'll
not
keep balling then.
That pisses players off, especially when you're hitting 50 homers in the minors and you can't get up.
Yeah.
Dude hit 50 homers in the minors and he couldn't get up. That's not something the guys like.
Hey, let me tell you what something guys do like, and that is jets4golfers.com. Jets, the number 4. golfers.com. If you want a chance to go see Tiger and you want to do it in style, I got a place for you. Jets4golfers.com. It's the holding company, One Concierge, who gets people to Oscar parties, the Masters, the obviously Super Bowl, to parties and events and social events and the jet setting around the world. They have now got an offer for us right here in Houston. They will take you right from Houston in a private round-trip jet chartered from Houston to Augusta. They've got premium in-flight catering and dining options, luxury ground transportation to and from your hotel, premium hotel accommodations that they've already got set up for you, and 2-day and 4-day passes to the Masters. Pick what you want. They've also got 2-day passes for you with Club Magnolia VIP hospitality starting at 8 a.m. If that's what you want, it does not include airfare, but discounted business class airfare is available as well. So basically, this is a concierge service that can get you anything you want. And if you want to go to the Masters and you say, I want flight, hotel, passes, I want it all, they can book it for you. Because they've already got it. If you want to mix and match some things, they'll do that for you as well. Go to Jets4, golfers.com and go check out their packages for yourself. They'll put anything together that you need, and you've got a chance to see Tiger win his first major in 10 years. He's the favorite this year, and he's playing better golf. Why don't you get out there and take your first trip, or maybe it's your second or third trip out to Augusta, and do it in style with jets4golfers.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, Mike is hot. Lance goes, okay, come here. Let's take a look at something. He's, well... Okay, Kalachi Shop is here. Kalachi Shop is here. We appreciate them coming. Thank God you didn't get it all over the table. Okay, it's just the floor that you ruined. Anyway, so 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Okay, we can stop. All right, people are calling me out for talking about golf during the Zlatan Ibrahimovic segment. I made the segment listenable. We couldn't talk. If you just talk soccer during a segment.
Well, we weren't really talking soccer. We were talking about a guy who thinks he's Jesus.
Yeah, I know,
he has a God complex.
It's soccer related, so you have to put something interesting into it. Otherwise, you're going to – you know what? Our ratings would have been zero for that segment.
Thank God we got some soccer in. I mean, some golf in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, we made this segment interesting, okay?
So let's go back for people who are just joining us. We have not even talked for a while. Well, Steve from Prime Social goes, where's the FSU talk? Well, here's the talk right here. Great, another 9 seed guy.
Steven's an FSU guy?
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with him?
Well, I guess he's in the Elite Eight, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's pretty good, right?
Oh, really? Well, you can have the Elite Eight while the Aggies took your coach, okay? How's that taste?
And then they took it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's different, though. Who cares about basketball? Took your football coach.
We were just talking about they could go all the way.
Yeah. Who took – what about your football coach? Oh, yeah. How's that taste, Steven of FSU? How's that taste?
I don't know. We'll find out if Jimbo's good.
Well, we will find out. What do you think the line is for Kansas State Loyola?
I mean, probably Kansas State by – no, not that high. I think you better be careful how you're rolling up. You know what? Actually, you're probably right. 5.5.
Pick.
Whoa. That's a lot of respect for Sister Jean.
Yeah, Sister Jean. Well, Sister Jean's been kicking ass. 3 1-point wins. They've won 3 games by 3 points. 3 1-point wins by Loyola Chicago. Sister Jean, okay, who's on God's side, okay? Yeah, who's on God's side? Oh, yeah, it's Sister Jean and Loyola, that's who. So I'm going to tell you this. If you guys think that Kansas State, with all those junior college transfers on their football team, that God's going to be on their side, no.
Junior college kids don't believe in God?
Do you think they do, Del?
Why wouldn't they?
They would have gotten a JUCO, Del, if they did.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Name me a Catholic junior college right now, Del.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well,
what does that mean? People who go to LSU don't believe in God, since that's not a Catholic university?
Oh, there's plenty. It's in Louisiana. It's all Catholic.
So what's your
I don't know if you know this. It's all Catholic. You can't find a Protestant church or a Baptist church. It's all Catholic.
I don't know
in Louisiana.
If you know this.
So God's on LSU side.
There are JUCOs in Louisiana. So those kids aren't God fearing because they went to a JUCO in a Catholic state.
They get cleansed if they go to LSU.
I think they get polluted if they go to LSU.
Well, that too.
Man. Is that why LSU just runs biblical offenses?
Yeah, from the old days. That's right. From the First Testament. Okay? The Old Testament.
Exactly.
The Old Testament offense. That's what they run.
Loyola Chicago matches up way better against Kansas State than Kentucky because they're so predicated on driving, shot fakes, and Kentucky's got
They moved the ball like Princeton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loyola Chicago is – they got up. You want to talk about – and Custer's a good – I'm telling you, Loyola Chicago's got a chance here.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Man, they use the shot fake better than anybody in college football – or college basketball that I've seen.
So – Did you watch that game?
Oh, yeah. I watched all
Could
the
Could it
games.
Have been worse the first half?
Yeah.
Did you see the passing and the crappy – Sister Jean is not calling the show.
Is she? Oh, well, let's get her in. I mean, she's made time for us. We are the number one basketball show. We talk about hoops. We've been watching the games. It's only right that Sister Jean calls
in. I don't
in.
Think this is going to go well. Let's get Sister Jean in here on a mobile. Hi, Sister Jean.
Hello, it's Sister Jean.
Hi, Sister Jean.
Hi, Sister Jean. How are you doing?
Well, I just had my breakfast, and I'm really excited about how the team played last night. This is a very blessed day here with
Sister Jean of Loyola
the
Chicago.
Brothers at Loyola. Oh, yeah. It was lit last night.
Whoa, it was lit.
It was lit last
with
night.
With the brothers.
That's what the team says. It was a very lit game.
Sister
and
Jean
And luckily, when I wake up every morning, I'm happy to wake up because they say that I'm woke.
Yeah, you're woke, yeah.
And I'm alive.
Sister Jean, 98 years old, with us here on ESPN 97.5. What did you guys, how did you and the brothers celebrate the big, you go out partying last night, Sister Jean?
Well, we don't have a sock hop until next week, the sock hop is. So we'll have a sock hop then. And mostly I had a butternut squash back at the hotel because I went to the game. And they wheeled me back in there and I tried to just watch a little bit of Matlock on TV, but I couldn't find it, so accidentally ordered a movie. It was $20.
Whoa.
And do you remember the name?
The expenses. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stay up, but I paused it, so I've got the game today. I'm just really excited about what we're able to do to Nevada. They didn't want none.
Oh, wow.
Did you meet that little girl, the coach's daughter, at the game last night?
She tried to come over, but I rolled away.
You didn't want any of that. Her juju? You didn't want any of that.
It's not about her. It's about Jesus in this run that we're on right now.
Huh. Sister Jean with us on ESPN. It is all about
Jesus.
She
had enough TV time. She had enough TV time. It's time for us. Loyola to get their shine.
Well, some are saying that you're getting enough TV time. When someone asked you last week if you were a national star, you corrected them and said international star now, aren't you?
Well, they hate us because they ate us.
Oh.
So, I am international. A lot of people have been asking for me, hit me up, sliding in to the DMs. Trying to get with this for their programs and shows. I was listening to you on your application, and I saw you talking about me and the team, and I just want to let you know I'll pray for you. Mm-hmm. And I would also lay the number with us.
You would. It's a pick 'em, so there's no number, really.
But
okay.
Well, we'll be one soon enough.
Sister,
I'm sending a ton of money to Vegas and putting it on us, so we'll be at least one and a half. And also, play the over. We were struggling offensively in the first half, but I would play the over in this way.
Okay.
Sister
and maybe
Jean.
Tie them up.
Sister Jean knows some gambling terms. That's odd, but okay. Sister Jean with us here on ESPN 97.5. I want you to know that, Sister Jean, of course, I'm not eating meat today. You're not eating meat today.
Oh, good. Yes.
Right, because we're good practicing Christians.
Well, I don't eat meat most days. It's too tough to chew.
Right. But Raheel, I don't know if you know, his name is Raheel, so he's eating meat today. So I don't think you should give him any more winners.
Ooh,
that's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, he's still got a spot. It's just going to be a little longer stay in purgatory. That's all. Maybe it will go down smoother if he ties us up in the over and maybe plays, I don't know, maybe takes a shot with Tech today.
Oh, that's another free pick.
Yeah.
We're going to get all your picks, Sister Jean.
At 1-800-676-5200. Sister Jean's got a comp pick going every day for the tournament. Listen, Sister Jean is 6-1 in the last 7 on televised games. And the one thing that I've noticed is that if you have struggled to play and find winners for yourself, Sister Jean has inside information coming from all the different regionals. And I would love to give you some winners, but to do that, you've got to call Sister Jean, 1-800-676-5200, and ask for Sister Jean directly.
Wait a minute. That's Tony the Hatchet Man's number, isn't it? I mean, are you tied in with Tony the – wait, Tony the Hatchet Man has hired you to give out picks on his site?
Well, I did tell you people slid into my DMs. And I am working for Hatchet Man Enterprises now. So,
wow.
Loyola Chicago, we're very excited. I prayed on this, but inside information. So I've got to just stay with that.
Okay. Sister Jean, I feel like anytime Sister Jean rolls up to a bookie, they probably aren't taking the bet. She has the ultimate insider information. She has God.
Right. No. She does sound a little like the creepy guy in Family Guy.
Yeah.
But
hey, Chris, get your fat ass over here.
Oh, heavens. Language on this.
That's Del, who eats a lot of meat on Fridays.
Hey, yeah. Don't put it like that. I just eat
brisket eat a lot of sandwiches. Meat on Fridays.
Brisket sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Peanut butter. Okay, well, good. Like well, I said, us, over, tight with Tech, then maybe round robin something, Michigan in the next one, because they've got a pretty good little run going.
Open up.
Maybe just keep one spot open.
A two-team parlay. It started with Tech tonight. And go with – I didn't know you were tied in with Tony the Hatchet Man. I didn't see that coming, Sister Jean. But that is awesome.
Good Friday's coming up. Holy Week, get to church, not just on days of obligation. And then once again, also, I'd also tease the number down. If you can play first half line, make sure and play us in the first half and also under for our opponents in the next one.
Okay. All right.
God bless you.
Yeah. You know God's on Sister Jean's side, that's for sure.
Get your fat ass back here.
That's Sister Jean.
Oh, God. Sister Jean giving picks. I didn't know that.
She's watching all the games, so it's only right that at some point you turn all that watching into some kind of income.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is it Herbert? What's his name?
Herbert the pervert.
Yeah. Herbert the pervert.
Hi, Chris.
Man,
get your fat ass
off. I had no idea she was listening to us either.
No, I didn't know.
Please don't let my wife be listening today.
No, Lance, it was best that you stayed out of that one.
I just stayed right out of that. I don't need heat.
Yeah,
no, you're going to get heat. That's for sure. What we need is you to talk about the Rockets.
Well, good. Rockets win again. They just cruised to an easy victory last night. And, it wasn't easy. And they shot 23.5% from the three-point line. But guess what? Their defense was so locked in that the Pistons shot 18%. And even when it's hard, it ends up good things end up happening. They've now got 58 wins on their way to a 60-win season, the first time in club history. And this does not look like a team with a short run in it. This looks like a team that's going to have a long playoff run and a long run beyond that. And that's why they're offering you a VIP 3-year season ticket plan. And let me explain. You lock in your rate for next year, and it stays the same for 2019-20 and 2020-21. One rate, 3 years, and VIP priority access for the playoffs this year. Get those club seats that you've always wanted. It's a great time for you to bring you and your buddies, your friends, your wife, your family, business associates, or give those tickets away to your business associates and use it as a write-off. I don't care what you're doing. I'm just telling you, you don't get this chance to lock in at one rate for 3 years ever, and this is the first time they're doing this in some sweet club-level seats. Go to Rockets.com for more information or just call them at 713-627-DUNK.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know when it's time for an eye exam. America's Best. Every eye deserves better. Most vision insurance plans welcomed.